sin within us. Therein lies the problem. The problem is, if you want to have a pure life and therefore a clear conscience, you have to deal with remaining sin. The question is, how do you deal with it? I want to borrow an illustration from the Old Testament. I think it may help to give us a vivid picture of how to deal with remaining sin in our lives so that we can have a clear conscience, and instead of having the experience of the psalmist, have the experience of Paul. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. This great Old Testament story is meant to teach us the seriousness of sin and the righteousness of God's holy wrath against it. I don't want to overlook those truths nor the historic value of this, but I would like to borrow it as a rather graphic illustration of, or analogy of, how believers have to deal with sin. Let's look at verse 1 in 1 Samuel 15. Then Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you as king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, listen to the words of the Lord." Now, you remember that Saul was chosen because he was head and shoulders above other men. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was what the people wanted to be their king. And so the Lord agreed to let them have the man they wanted. He was to be anointed, but there was a caveat. There was a catch in this. If he was going to step into this role, there was something he had to do, and that was listen to the words of the Lord. He would bring himself into a position where he was going to be ruling the people of God and therefore needed to listen to God, who was their true sovereign. And then it gets very specific. Here's what the Lord has to say, and here's what you're to listen to and obey. Verse 2, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he set himself against him on the way while he was going up from Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." That's what's called genocide. Go wipe out a whole race, a whole tribe in this case, not really a race, but a whole tribe of people, named for the man Amalek. God's command was very clear. Saul was to deal ruthlessly with these Amalekites. He was to kill not only the men, but all the women, and all the children, and all the babies. And then he was to kill all their animals. The whole tribe was to be utterly and mercilessly taken out of existence.